HB 91 would amend the Alaska Forest Resources and Practices Act to include consideration for public safety and the potential for landslides from logging. Specifically, it says threats to public safety within a half mile of a public road or adjacent to areas of human habitation shall be prevented or minimized. Timber harvests in or near populated areas would be subject to strict safety standards on hillsides with a grade steeper than 45%. Also, property owners and local governments would have to be notified about the hazards of logging operations in these areas. The Forest Practices Act includes standards to protect water quality and fish habitat, but not people. That worries Petersburg resident Ed Wood and a coalition of roughly 85 other concerned homeowners along Mitkoff Highway. When he addressed the Petersburg City Council this month, Wood emphasized that Alaska's forest management law is unique and that it does not cover public safety.
Alaska is notable in this because California, Oregon, Washington all addressed the issue in their forestry practices in one form or another, and a minister of forests and range in British Columbia has the power to intervene on any activity that is likely to have a catastrophic effect or impact on public safety.
The Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association, formed in 2005 after the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office proposed a large timber harvest on steep hillsides above their homes. State and federal officials have documented landslide hazards in the area, and there have been several slides in the past. Property owners fear logging will make the slopes even less stable. In response to local concerns, the trust eventually agreed to try and pursue a land exchange with the U.S. Forest Service instead. But there's been little progress over the last few years. Faced with the possibility that the trust may go back to its logging plan, the Mitkoff Highway homeowners pursued the public safety amendment. Wood started with the State Board of Forestry in 2007. The board and its science and technical committee spent 3 years studying and discussing the issue. The committee produced a scoping map of public safety and landslide hazards that closely mirrored the concerns raised by homeowners, as well as risks documented by the U.S. Forest Service. But the board ultimately decided against adding the public safety language to the act, calling it a localized issue. Instead, the board took the position that local planning and zoning authorities are better suited to address the public safety concern. Wood emphasized to the city council this month that the public safety language was a statewide issue. At the same time, he pointed out that according to the committee's own findings, such a change would only apply to a very small fraction of the timberland under state authority in Southeast.
The intent of HB 91 would not stop logging in hazard areas, but would require a higher level of timber harvest management with the safety of the public as a priority as far as landslides are concerned. With the exact shape of HB 91 will eventually be remains to be seen, but a favorable outcome would have no impact on more than 99% of the lands open to timber harvest per the committee, but would provide much needed precautionary guidelines on less than 1% of the total area open to harvest. There is either room for Alaskans to live and commute without industry potentially increasing the risk to the populace, or there is not.
Wood urged Petersburg's councilors to voice support for HB 91 in any discussions they have with the legislature and the Department of Natural Resources. The council did not make a formal statement on the issue that night, but it's been supportive of the homeowners in the past. Councilor Dan Hickman had some encouraging words for the group.
Personally, I've had the privilege of kind of following this as it goes, progresses. And I would encourage the council members who are going to do the lobbying and be in Juneau to encourage Peggy Wilson to continue with HB 91, and as well as anybody else that'll listen.
While the bill has yet to be heard in the legislature, it was on the agenda for a teleconference Board of Forestry meeting a couple of days before that Petersburg Council meeting. During public comments at the Board of Forestry, several people spoke in support of HB 91. Kuprinoff resident Dave Beebe asked the board to reconsider its previous decision on the public safety issue. He said Alaska was almost conspicuous for being one of the last western states with forest practices that allow timber harvest on unstable slopes that could threaten public safety.
And I'd just like to remind the Board of Forestry that, you know, they truly have the authority, and they really stand as the gatekeeper of public safety when it comes to amending the Forest Resources Protection Act to protect for public safety as it relates to timber harvest on unstable slopes.
The Alaska Mental Health Land Trust came out firmly against the bill. During the Board of Forestry teleconference, Trust Land Forester Paul Slenkamp raised several concerns about the bill and said it would considerably raise the expense of a timber sale and lower the worth of trust land.
We would be losing value from this land, which could negatively affect a land exchange, which we are still trying to make happen. We are looking at all the various options and weighing the options, and continuing harvests on our properties is an option that we will still be looking at.
The Forestry Board and the Department of Natural Resources have not yet taken a position on the bill, but they may do so in the coming months. The Department of Natural Resources is still reviewing the measure in consultation with the Attorney General's office. The Division of Forestry's Marty Freeman said the DNR had noted a number of items in the bill they said were vague and would need to be defined in regulation.
For example, what level of threat is addressed, and are there threats to public safety other than landslides that the bill intends to cover? Do local governing bodies address entities other than municipalities? DNR also notes that the slope standard in the bill, the 45% that's used, it differs from the definition of steep slopes and steep and stable slopes that it was recommended by the Science and Technical Committee.
Also, according to Freeman, the department was concerned that some of the bill's wording might conflict with existing language in the Forest Practices Act. Ron Wolf, who represents Native corporations on the board, said he had grave concerns about the bill.
This flies in the face of our State Forest Practices Act process that we've had with the Board of Forestry since 1990. And I don't know how to say it any more emphatically. To me, it just is just a complete breach of what we've successfully worked at now for dang near 20 years.
In the legislature, HB 91 has been referred to the House Resources Committee. Sponsor Peggy Wilson does not expect it will come up for a hearing for at least a few weeks. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.